When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here, and I drove to work today in a sparkling, clean car.
Yeah,
it felt so good.
How long is that going to last?
This is
now my challenge for you. How long you can keep your car super clean, Sue, because you got it detailed yesterday, which is such a nice treat if you can do it.
Yeah.
Once in a while, and especially if you eat in your car like Sue does, and she eats in her car. I do too, but you eat things that like,
or if you have a long commute and you just spend a lot of time in your car, you're probably somebody who drinks coffee and eats in your car. I mean, if you have an hour plus commute, it's kind of unavoidable.
And if you eat, even if you eat dry stuff like a bag of nuts or something like that, there's always one that falls through the crack. And you're like, I'm never going to find that thing.
Yeah.
It'll be under there for like 6 months.
No, but it's a beautiful feeling to get into a really, really, and my car is old. It's 9 years old and it looks like it rolled off the showroom floor. I never thought it could happen.
And so it's a good thing they came yesterday because it's downpouring right now.
Yeah.
The sky's just
It was
opened
a beautiful
up.
Day yesterday. It was perfect. 70 degrees, sunny. And I love any service that comes to you. Like, I am all
we
about
know
convenience.
This about you.
I know.
You are a driveway service.
I know.
Door to door.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, if you can swing it and you have a service that can come to you, it's so nice.
Who came and cleaned your car yesterday, Sue?
Meet Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Their names were Mista Clean,
M-I-S-T-A-H Clean. And they were great. They're out of Methuen, and they were great, great kids. I say kids. They're like 25 years old. They do this on the side. They're teachers. But I was just like, this is great. And then I have to have my windshield replaced. They're going to have to come to me.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. They can't even come. So hold on. So your driveway, mm-hmm. your garage door had
got
been
replaced.
Broken. It was broken for like 6 months. So you just got that fixed yesterday.
Yeah.
You got your car cleaned yesterday, but the windshield's going to have to be a couple of weeks, right?
I think the windshield is May 24th
that they can
come, but they'll come to me too. So I like anything that comes to me. I know. I'm lazy. Like, what's wrong with me?
I don't think you're lazy. I think most people like the driveway service, door-to-door service. And
our dry cleaner comes to us.
That's one thing I don't do. I enjoy the food delivery service and like a car detailing service to come into my mm-hmm. driveway so that if I have my kids home, I like that. But you are full-on door-to-door service person. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Anything that has that option, I'll take it.
Of course you will.
I know.
I have a question. Whose car, did they say that your car was one of the worst that they'd ever looked at?
No.
Oh. Who did they have a, is there one that they remembered that was bad?
Yes.
Did they tell you? Is it anybody we know?
It's somebody we know.
Stop it.
Yep. I'm gonna out her right now. I think she'd be fine with it. But Claudia, who's the executive director of One Wish Project.
Her car?
And our charity partner here on Magic, who we adore, Claudia and Hannah. Claudia's car, they said, was one of the worst they've ever seen.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to talk to
her
in a
little bit. We're going to talk to her.
We kick off our big event. We're going to have that coming up. Oh, Claudia.
No, she texted me last night and said, do I still hold the record for the worst car? And I wrote back, yep.